Welcome to the Banega Swasth India podcast. Our focus is on creating a holistic and healthy India for each and every one. Our goal is one world hygiene where citizens, individuals, society and governments work together to ensure health for all and foster global unity for a healthier tomorrow. I'm Ambika Singh Kama, today as part of a special episode on climate change and how it is affecting the lives and livelihoods of people living in India. We have with us Rajat Sen Gupta, Associate Editor Down to Earth, who has also authored the newly launched report by Down to Earth magazine and Center for Science and Environment, Climate India 2023, an assessment of extreme weather events. The report highlights the increased frequency and intensity of the extreme events that we are seeing in our rapidly warming world. According to the report, in the year 2023, India recorded extreme weather events on 235 of the 273 days. This means that in 86% of the first 9 months of this year, India had an extreme weather event breaking in one or more parts of the country. The report also stated that in the same year, India also experienced record-breaking temperatures for several months and regions across the country were deluged because of very heavy and extremely heavy rainfall. This led to floods and the loss of life and livestock. It also states that in the year 2023, climate change affected all 36 states and union territories compared to 34 last year. Mr. Sen Gupta, thank you for joining us. We will start our discussion with the basics. If you can explain us what an extreme weather event is and why it needs urgent discussion.
Extreme events are usually the occurrence of unusually strong or unlikely event triggered by either weather, which is basically a short-term event, or climate. So when we talk about the extreme events that are triggered by weather, there are broadly seven weather types that we normally are aware of. We've got landslides and we've got floods and heavy rainfalls. Then we've got cloudbursts, then we've got cold waves, heat waves. So these are usually small period aberrations in terms of the climate vulnerability. Then along with that, we've got climate-induced extreme events as well. So in that, one of the classic examples is drought, which is usually triggered because of a long period dry spell. Another example could be a major forest fire, which can be triggered by a long period of dry spell, followed by an immediate uptake in terms of a very heavy rainfall. So that can also trigger a forest fire that can extend for, let's say, a year, year and a half in one go. So coming down to the second part of your question, why is it urgent? So there are three things. So first of all, so climate change for a very long time was largely invisible. And that is one of the reasons why the world took a long time to start discussing about it. So the conversation started about 1970s, 80s. We started feeling the pinch around 1990s and early 2000. So extreme weather event is basically it makes climate change visible. So it is the immediate impact of climate change that we can feel. So how does it happen? So climate change does three things. So extreme weather events are becoming much more frequent now. This is due to climate change. It has also become much more intense now. The spread of these extreme weather events are also becoming higher. Case in point could be that Rajasthan, which is traditionally a desert area, is also experiencing something called flash floods, which are basically temporary flooding events. So the spread is increasing. And finally, what is happening is that these events are becoming highly unpredictable. So when it normally should happen, it is not happening. And when it shouldn't, it is also happening then. So these are the four reasons why we should talk about this.
If you can also help us understand the learnings of the year 2023, the year India saw extreme weather events, and explain the crucial findings from the report.
So what we did this year was that we looked at how many days India experienced extreme weather events for the period from January till September. So there are 273 days in this period. Out of those 273 days, we found that some part of the country was experiencing or was fighting an extreme weather event on 235 days. That is roughly 86% of the days between January till September 2023. Some part of India was experiencing an extreme weather event. And what we also found is that all the 36 Indian states and UTs experienced at least one day of extreme weather event. So that basically shows that across the country, every place is vulnerable. What we also found was in terms of the kinds of extreme weather events that are more pronounced in India. what we found was that lightning and storms is most pronounced. It occurred on 176 out of these 273 days, and it led to 711 human deaths. So in total, these extreme weather events for this entire period led to almost 2,923 human deaths for this year. Heavy rainfall, floods, and landslides. That took place on 132 out of the 273 days between January and September. And that led to maximum human loss. And 1,903 people died because of these heavy rainfalls and resultant flash floods and floods, and also landslides in the hilly areas. And then the third extreme weather event that we looked at was heat wave. So heat wave occurred on 49 days in India. And it led to around 200 human loss.
Mr. Sengupta, can you tell us how climate change is affecting the way we eat and grow our food?
The high incidence of hailstorms during the pre-monsoon period, what we saw was that there was a food inflation towards the in the subsequent months in India that even led to the Indian government to impose some forms of restrictions in terms of exports of rice, in terms of exports of wheat. So what happens is because of these hailstorms, a lot of the crops got damaged. What also happened subsequently during the monsoon period, which is basically the main period for growing crops in India, because of the late onset, the sowing period got shifted by 7 to 8 days. Then immediately when there were heavy rainfalls, because it was not uniform through and through, the small and the marginal farmers, a lot of small and marginal farmers, they saw complete washout of their farms. And due to that, a lot of the small and marginal farmers could not grow crops this year. So basically, if you look at the input cost for agriculture in India, the one of the primary input costs is procuring seeds. So for small and marginal farmers, it is next to impossible for them to take another loan and then start cropping again. So how it impacts immediately is that India's output in terms of food and crops has gone down subsequently. The numbers are going to come later this year or early next year about this current cropping season. However, the initial estimate suggests that it will be lower than that what it is normally. So this year it is marginally higher. So it is around 1.84 million hectares of crop damage has happened this year due to extreme weather events. Last year it was 1.8 million. So it's a marginally higher. However, if you look at the kind of the places where the damages have happened are very different. So last year, a lot of those damages happened down at south. So I think Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, these were the areas which saw a lot of crop damage. This year, it was predominantly this region, Punjab, Haryana. So these were the places that saw a lot of crop damage. So that has also changed over the past year.
Lastly, when we talk about climate change, tell us if India is doing enough to tackle the crisis.
So when we talk about our fight against climate change, so there are two things that the world is doing. One is something called climate mitigation, which is basically how do we stop our current emissions, which would in turn impact the future generations. And we restrict the temperature rise beyond 1.5 ideally or 2 degrees Celsius in the worst case scenario. So India is making a lot of strides in that respect. So Indian policies are much more aggressive that way. So India's uptake of renewable energy, which will in turn reduce India's per capita, India's greenhouse gas emissions substantially in the years to come, is there. All other countries are also taking good strides in that respect. However, when we talk about the second part of it, which is basically climate adaptation. So what do we do to fight the impacts of climate change right now? Or how do we embrace the impacts of climate change right now? On that front, India has made some good progress in terms of, so India has substantially improved its early warning systems. We saw during Cyclone Biparjoy as well. So only 2 or 3 people died because of a cyclone event. That basically means that India is able to preempt a lot of these extreme weather events, because of which we are able to remove people from harm's way. We are also able to provide immediate rescue operations over there. So India has made good strides in that. But there are two places where the country is struggling, which is also true for the rest of the world as well. So one is that once an extreme weather event impacts a region, so one is the immediate impact where you basically see a lot of human deaths and life losses and houses are broken down and crop damages happen. The second is that it basically reverses development of that region. So to rebuild that region again, it is a long-term plan that is required. And also those places are so vulnerable for this. So if they're not developed properly, they become so vulnerable for this next extreme weather event. So that is the bit that India is struggling with.
Well, that's it on the Banega Swasth India podcast this week. If you have comments, queries or suggestions on the topic we discussed today or issues you would want us to cover in future, do write to us on bsipodcast@ndtv.com. Remember, BSI stands for Banega Swasth India. You can also connect with us on Banega Swasth India handles on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and continue with the conversations through the week. Till next week, this is Ambika Singh Kama signing off. Stay healthy and stay safe.